there was somebody who was a pioneering genius in just about every way, and that was indeed Buster Keaton, who was an extremely popular performer and whose short films in the 20s and then his features were very, very popular among audiences. Keaton's films are not only films that age well and that travel well from one cinematic era to another, but still, to this day, look ahead of their time when you look at the kind of technique that he was able to bring to the cinema.
And that's a great point to think of how they hold up today and how physical comedy that Buster Keaton was a big part of, how does that resonate through film today?
We see Keaton doing things that we really thought were very modern. In his great film Sherlock Jr., for example, when he wants to be a private detective and daydreams, and instead of being private detective, he's a projectionist at the local movie theater watching famous people on screen, and he's not one of them. But he manages to insert himself into the films that are being projected in the theater. Literally, he walks through the screen and shows up in the sequences that he's watching. These are things that in recent years, oh, you'd say films like the Purple Rose of Cairo, for example, which is clearly an homage to Buster Keaton's Sherlock Jr. The technical ways in which Keaton used comedy, his exploration of technological means to tell a story, I would say that almost rivaled only by Alfred Hitchcock, who made a very different kind of film. He also worked in silent film, Hitchcock, of course, and made a number of silent films, but understood that with technology, we can add to the way that stories are told. Keaton would do bits like hopping into a car, and then the background would change. The shot wouldn't, but the background would change. Car is in the same position. Then he gets out of the car. We realize that he's driven someplace, but why bother showing us the driving? I can make a visual gag out of him getting in the car and then getting out of the car. The audience howls with not just laughter, but appreciation, and then they kind of gasp with the fact that this is a visionary who's doing these bits. How did he do that is one of the things that you ask yourself.
He was born to be a silent movie comedian.
By the time he was 4 years old, little Joe Frank Keaton had actually become a star in vaudeville, the youngest ever.
The man said I was a big comedian and I was going to get a big contract.
And you see that lasting legacy in film today. So how does this documentary about his life illuminate it for us? If Buster Keaton is just a name that you know, but you're not familiar with his career or his influence?
First of all, there are great highlights, archival restored highlights from many of his masterworks like Steamboat Bill Jr. and Sherlock Jr. and The General. And also, the film was made by someone who is a film scholar and who appreciated Buster Keaton his whole life. And that's the filmmaker, the person we know as filmmaker now, Peter Bogdanovich, also an actor. Many of us know Peter Bogdanovich from The Sopranos. Bogdanovich assembled an exceptional number of clips from Keaton's films and talked about who he was. It's also a biographical portrait.
A perfect storm follows. Buster is drinking too much. His marriage is falling apart.
He blamed himself. He just lost his heart there.
He could have been killed. He was feeling so down that he didn't care.
Everything he had achieved was forgotten.
He broke his neck at least once making a film, and he keeps the shot going. He doesn't stop because it was too difficult to set up. What Keaton went through physically and the things that he brought to cinema in terms of style and visuals that enhanced the comedy and the storytelling. But Bogdanovich also is wise enough to bring in a bunch of people to talk on screen about what they love about Buster Keaton. And some of those people might seem surprising. People like Mel Brooks and Carl Reiner, it's not surprising that they're there talking about how much they love his comedy. But then you'll see somebody like Quentin Tarantino who talks about his technique and about the sort of mind-blowing visual advances that Keaton made in doing comedy. And my favorite, Werner Herzog.
Buster Keaton is the essence of movies.
lot of my daring came from Keaton.
Buster Keaton's comedy is told in images. It's situational comedy, but it's the images that make it work. And how he did it is what this movie is really about.